Hello, people. My name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Monday. So there's a conversation I've ended up having with several men and some women about feeling left out, rejected, abandoned, and feeling like your feelings don't matter. And I feel like it's a thing that most men go through. Well, not most, but like, I know for a fact I go through it. Maybe let me not speak for a lot of other men, but I know there are some men who can relate to this, right? But this feeling of my emotions do not matter. What I feel doesn't matter. And you know, there's conversations that we'll have, and people will say things like, you know what, the woman's emotions will always matter more than yours. So if you're in a relationship, a woman's emotions will matter more. Granted, to some extent I see that happen, but on the other hand, it's you can say that a woman's emotions will matter more, but it doesn't automatically mean that a man's emotions don't matter at all. Because I feel like that's the other extreme end of it, where it's like, as a man, how you feel about certain things will not matter at all. And I have had the unfortunate privilege of being in relationships where my feelings weren't put into consideration. Relationships where, even if I bring up how, and I know a lot of men go through this, even if I bring up how something makes me feel, automatically it gets used against me, because automatically it becomes about how what I have said makes her feel. Where it's like, wait, hold up, I'm expressing how I feel about something. Why are you mad that I feel a certain way? And now I need to apologize to you for how I feel, or at least apologize for expressing it. So yeah, like, I've had these conversations with several men and some women, and it's a thing of like, sometimes it can happen so much that you start to feel like your emotions don't matter. And you know, there's some men who bottle it up. There's some men who, like, there's so many things that they want to say to the people they're with, to the woman they're with, but they can't, because it's like, every time I bring something up, it becomes an argument. Every time I bring something up, it becomes a thing. Like, I'm just trying to express something. Like, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just saying something. And so a lot of men bottle things up, and a lot of men become bitter. And I remember someone asked this one time, there's this thread of like a man who had ghosted his I think it was his girlfriend, I think. But anyway, he ghosted. And she was like, oh no, everything was working perfectly, but like, you know, he started moving out slowly and then he just ghosted me. And I'm like, as a man, I kind of get that. As a man, it's not like I condone ghosting, but like, I also would understand being in a situation where you've tried and you've been trying to express yourself. You've been trying to say, hey man, I don't like that. And like, you keep doing this and that's not cool. You keep doing this and it's hurting me. And like, if she doesn't stop, you kind of get to a point where you feel like, this is not going to change. So what's the point in me talking about it? And especially if you love someone, because you know that, man, even if I talk to her about it, she's going to be like, I'm going to change and I'm going to stay. But she will not change. So it'll keep hurting me. So I'd rather just leave. So on the other hand, I understand that. But it's this question of, what does it take for a man to be recognized as something that has emotions? I think for some women, it takes for a man to leave them. Sometimes they'll actually take time to be like, oh man, I probably pushed him away. But sometimes women would just be like, his fault. He did. And this is like, yo, you don't want to take accountability for what happened. But yeah, like, my question for you guys is, men, how do you feel in the relationship that you're in? Do you feel like your emotions are taken into consideration? Have you been in relationships where your emotions were taken into consideration? Or is your plight the same as most? Women, do you take time to acknowledge that men have emotions too, and your emotions are not the only ones that matter in a relationship? Yeah, this is a difficult one, but anyway, yeah. Give me your feedback. Chimtc, CHIMTC on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And I hope that we can be a people who aren't afraid to put our emotions aside and look at things from the other person's perspective. Who are not afraid to take accountability and say, you know what, I wronged you. I did something messed up. Because we expect the same things to be done to us, but we aren't always willing to do the same for other people. Matthew 7:12 says, you know, whatever you wish that people would do for you, do for them, right? Let's be people who are willing to understand each other, understand the other person, place ourselves in the other person's shoes, and be able to empathize, be able to feel for them. And not just look out and not just look at our own emotions and how we feel and say, oh man, but I feel this. And like, no, put your feelings aside and look at the other person. What does the other person feel? Let's strive to understand each other and to feel for each other, man. It's the only way we can grow and be better together. Protect your life, man. Protect your life. I'm out.